Let's do that now. Let's cross into that beautiful place that's inhabited by our soul, which is there 24/7, and our higher self. And I guess it doesn't matter what we call spirit, God, angels, the higher self, the soul, because the core energy of all of those terms is love, which is actually an energy. It's not an emotion. We feel it, but it's an energy instead of an emotion. So I invite you to close your eyes and focus on the area of your heart. And love is an energy directly from the Creator. So think about one love experience that you remember, and it brings such joy as you connect with the feeling and remembrance of that love experience. And it could be the love for a child, it could be the love for a parent, it could be the love for a brother or a sister, could be the love for an animal that you've connected with, it could be the love for Gaia or some part of the planet. Whatever it is, that love experience, know that that is the energy of the Creator working through you and being part of you, and you are experiencing the most true, authentic part of yourself, which is why you've experienced it in the first place. And so in this love experience remembrance, this is the core essence of your soul. And this is the place where Kryon is stretching out the hand of spirit to take your hand and bring you a beautiful message just in these moments to share with you how much love the Creator has for you. So let us now put our hand into the hand of Spirit and Kryon and hear what the message is for this evening.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, the love for the humanity that we see all over the planet is great. You have no idea how individually loved you are. It doesn't make sense to you because you're so linear and you see things one at a time so completely that you consider yourself one of a vast number. And yet, since you were children, you were told that God cares individually. That God can hear a billion prayers all at once and consider them individually. That God knows your name. This is the truth. A greater enhancement of that as you became adults was not possible. I am here to give that to you. You are born magnificent. This continues. You are cared about, listened to. But more than that, in this energy, dear ones, you participate in the changes of the reality around you and the planet. This is the awakening that is occurring right now. An awakening again that was foretold by the ancients and that is at hand. An awakening that has so many aspects to it that it's difficult to even describe other than an awakening. A time when you're gaining kind of a second sight that you never had before. One that for some takes your breath away. There are so many on this planet who still have no hope. And yet, when there is hope, where there wasn't before, it's like the sun came out. It's like suddenly there's air to breathe where there was none before. It changes attitudes. It changes all things about a human being to have hope. And that is what an awakening is like. The words that we have used so often in awakening is a metaphor, of course. You come out of a dream state where things are not quite right, or perhaps you are assaulted with nightmares or whatever, and you awaken into light. That metaphor is grander and greater now than it ever has been before. Old souls, those who have been on this planet lifetime after lifetime, are starting to have epiphanies of awakening, wisdom, knowledge, what ifs, all of these things, almost by themselves. Perhaps you're new to all of this. Perhaps you're new here tuning in to this. And you're wondering why it is that you're feeling the way you are. I just answered it. You are awakening, old soul. Yes, you've been here before. Yes, you've had many experiences. It's like a school. And we've said this before. Every single lifetime, you deposit something on this planet that stays here, and you pick it up when you return. And it's not just that which we call your Akash. It's often what you've learned. And you continue, and you continue, and you continue. And it brings you to this place now, where you are, where you are starting to ask questions. What am I here for? I'll tell you. You're here to cast light on this planet, a planet that has been waiting for this. The planet itself is starting to awaken. These last weeks, we have been giving you attributes that we call tools. Sometimes they are gifts. This is the sixth week. It'll be the sixth tool that we give. Some will think it is a gift as well as a tool, depending on how badly you need it. Every human is different. Some of you have mastered these already, and it's just a review. And some of you need them badly. And this is one that we're going to give you now, that you may question. You'll say, is this really needed? This sounds trivial compared to some of the others. It is not. It is part of the toolkit that makes up an awakening master. We told you we're going to give you 8 of these, and this is number 6. This number 6 goes like this. What do you expect for your future? How would you describe it? Now, we touched on this last week. Even in the last channel, we touched on this. Do you expect a future to repeat as it has over and over for humanity for eons? Are you headed for doom? Or are you headed just for the same things that have always happened? Are you headed for more wars? Are you headed for increased problems as the population grows? Are you headed for a world that starves and is unhealthy? And there are those who will tell you all of that is in your future. What do you think? Dear ones, for years we've been telling you that you can design your future, that there is immense power in the consciousness of expectation, of intent. There is immense power in expectation and intent. It is the reason that affirmations work. Cast out in consciousness into a field like seeds that grow, that manifest themselves so that when you get to the place where you planted them, they're fully grown. That is the premise. Is it possible? I will tell you, yes, in this energy, with the mastery that you are studying, you are in charge of what happens next. You plant the field of the future with what you expect. Is this too much for you? Do you think that this is simply wishful thinking? There are thousands who will stand up right now and raise their hand and say, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. This is real. This can work. This is happening. And if enough of us do it, they'll tell you, you'll have peace on earth. We're going to call it expecting benevolence. Simple. But it is critical. How do you feel about tomorrow? No, not for the world, for you. Do you expect benevolence tomorrow in whatever you have going on, whatever it is? Some of you, every single day, will have the opportunity to get up and go to a job. Do you expect benevolence there? And there would be those who say, well, now that's a little too much, Kron. You don't know who's there. You can expect benevolent change there, dear ones. Why don't you start that as an experiment, visualizing the benevolent things that you would love to see there? Whatever is your condition, wherever you are, what do you expect when you get up? What do you expect for tomorrow and the next day and the next day? Do you have some things coming up, perhaps, that would give you anxiety? And as the date approaches, what do you expect? How do you envision it? Can you see yourself smiling in joy, being part of something you didn't expect? You don't even know what it might be, but you're so pleased with what it is. It's like a time when you open gifts. You have no idea what's in them. But as you open them, there are those there that have given them in love and say, we love you. This is for you. Congratulations. That's the future. In the circle of 12, we'll be talking about this gift given to you, where every morning when you awaken, expecting benevolence for yourself, for the day, for others around you, for situations. No matter what has happened in the past, you can change it. This is the power we talk about that so many would question. This is the energy of consciousness at its best, planting the seeds where you affirm the things that you know that you can do and have and be. And you actually end up, at some level, controlling the road ahead of you. Not the future, necessarily, but your reactions to it and the way that you can work with it. This is your legacy. This is why you're here. Expected benevolence. I'm crying in love with humanity. You are powerful, dear ones. And so it is.